Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are ladies and gentlemen here at your service and on your side. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is not one of the Jays today because she's got... This is like... I'm chuckling a little to myself because we're all virtually together in a room, and people who are new to the program or don't know the program think we're all in the same room, when in fact we are only in a virtual room. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Victoria's down on her yacht in New Jersey.
Sounds nice.
Jennifer is, she has a luxurious palatial estate in Los Angeles. So that's where she is. And Jay Kirshner down in Nashville is suffering today. Victoria was suffering yesterday. I don't think, Jennifer, you haven't had...
I'm just not
neither
suffering.
Neither have I.
No.
Visual, no. But we're wondering out loud now whether or not we've this microphone or these microphones don't have enough of a shield on them, Victoria, because you've spread your germs to Jay or vice versa.
I'm Typhoid Mary. Sorry.
Oh, yes. We'll hold a good thought for Jay and everybody else who's going through this COVID nonsense. And it is nonsense. I think I look at it's nonsensical for a lot of reasons, and then it's serious for a lot of reasons. When you get it, it's serious. And having it is no joke. There are people who have had it. The doctors that are on this program, Jack Stockwell and Ken Cronhouse, both say, I've had it, and I don't know that I've had it. Victoria may have it, and she's going to find out what she has. Problem is,
or I may have already had it, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can get it multiple times, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and that's what we don't understand, because there are some people who think, and maybe they were told this by doctors, or maybe they read it on the internet, so it must be true, that once you have immunity and you don't get it again. But there are different strains, and I think we've been having the same conversation. The lessons have been more or less the same in terms of, if you look back at the early hit countries that are, with Omicron anyway, down slope, whatever you want to call it, the variant surged, and now down it goes. And a lot of people who are living in some of these countries are still taking certain care better than we have done here, I think, in the main. And so the people in China and Hong Kong are having a tough time as the originating country, if you will. The situation with the Olympics really is giving everybody a headache. And so anyway, in Europe, the Omicron virus spread from the western part of the continent to the eastern part of the continent, which I thought was kind of interesting. In France today, there's a new record. According to health officials there, they're peaking like 464,000 new cases today in France. This is the highest level that they've had since before vaccination began. And you remember the Louis Pasteur, who was the one who came up with pasteurization. There's an institute in his name that does pretty much all of the sort of thing they're interested in purifying, if you will, or cleaning up whatever messes there are, trying to figure out ways to clean up messes like this. And they have been studying this. The thing that's interesting is that Bulgaria in the European Union has the lowest vaccination rate, and they have intensive care units that are suffering because Delta is coming back because they haven't had the vaccines, apparently. I don't know. I mean, the whole damn thing is so confusing in Japan. I was looking at that. The cases have risen sharply there since the first of the year, and they feel like the announcement today was that they have peaked, they think, but Tokyo's had, there's so many people there. Have you ever been to Tokyo? Have you ever kind of get the gist of what it's like? It's like being in an anthill. There's so many people in such a confined space. You talk about New York, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo is twice as bad in terms of people living on top of people. Japan has a huge population, and it's a small island. Japan's not even as big as England, and yet they have millions more people living there, and they live in the cities. They don't have much open space. Anyway, so this is just, it still is a mess. And now, speaking of China and that area, Hong Kong, I found this interesting. The authorities there say they're going to kill a couple of thousand hamsters, I guess, other small animals, after some have tested positive for corona. This was at a pet store where an employee was also infected. So what are we learning
this
from this?
This makes me so angry.
I know. Why is
just,
this happening?
This is, yeah, this is not necessary. And, you know, there are multiple veterinary institutions who have been studying COVID from the beginning, and I'm sure Warren Eckstein will have plenty to say about this, too. But I think they only found that minks are literally the only animal that passed it back and forth between humans. Mm-hmm. And that if animals have tested positive for COVID, they're not giving it to humans. So to kill 2,000 small animals, it's not just hamsters, it's small pets.
This reminds me of mad cow disease. Remember mad cow disease?
Sure.
Either of you, both of you, remember mad cow disease?
Of course.
Because when you were very young.
I was in England, I wasn't allowed to eat meat because
right.
my mom was like, don't have anything.
Thousands. Yep. They dug huge craters in the countryside. They killed thousands and thousands of cows because they thought they could get rid of mad cow disease, and they didn't and couldn't, and killed all those animals for nothing. So whether people think that they, as human beings, are on the top of the evolutionary heap and you have sway over the animal kingdom, and therefore if we decree it, therefore it will be, I'm not sure that that's the way it works in the spiritual world. But at any rate, anything we say isn't going to make a difference. This is China, and they do what they do.
I don't understand this. Well, and they sacrifice human life, too, so it shouldn't be surprised that they'd sacrifice animals. But just a broader statement on it. The fact that we're okay with putting people into, like, jails if they don't have vaccines, or that we're okay with wiping out entire populations of animals because we're afraid of getting sick, it's like, what's happening here? And how do you put the flow on that? I mean, imagine if they start doing that, and then all of a sudden some Yahoo here gets the idea and says, oh, we better make sure that all of our gerbils are dead. I mean,
this is disgusting and it's unnecessary.
At what point do we stop?
I wish there was some sort of, you know, animal.
Well, in a society where they eat dogs.
Buy them all. I know.
there's not much more you can say.
And I mean, they're not real big on people either, so it's not just like they're
right.
They're fine killing people too.
So here is the latest as far as children are concerned. Specifically those children who have diabetes, or if you have COVID and you're a child, apparently there's a risk after you've had COVID to get diabetes. I don't know. I'd love to have Jack or Ken here. I'll have to ask him that question, what the connection is. CDC says that somebody has figured out that you're more significantly at risk for both type 1 and type 2 diabetes after the illness.
Which is very strange, because type 1 and type 2 are not really
very
related.
Different.
They studied 2.5 million pediatric patients in the last, from March 2020 when this started June of this year.
Mm.
And 2.6 times more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes after you get COVID. That's a very odd thing, and that's not something that you'd want your kid, you know, to have to deal with. But,
you know,
they don't know
this,
the connection yet, but it's
Victoria.
Strange.
I think this is the first time I've seen in print for a long time, and we've read these stories and talked about them ad nauseum. This is the first time since almost the beginning that I've seen the specific reference to SARS, the SARS virus. It's called, the official name of COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2.
It's SARS-CoV-2.
SARS-CoV-2. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the. So how do you protect your children from getting diabetes?
I'm imagining that the next phase of these studies, since they studied 2.5 million kids, is going to be seeing if kids who have been vaccinated have a better chance of not developing diabetes. Mm. That would be the next thing, to see if there's some protection that the vaccines give.
I spent the weekend with Jack Stockwell out in Salt Lake City, and we had a movie night. He's got a little movie theater, and a fellow that I think I sent the information to you, Victoria, who's written books on movies, was a professor of filmography, if you will, at Brigham Young University for 40-some-odd years. Very interesting fellow. He'd had COVID, and he still didn't have his smell. He still didn't have his taste. He was fine.
Oh, how long ago did he have it?
Last year.
Yeah, there's another story that came out just last night that it's a new study that was published about people who lose their taste and smell, like, for long term, like not just, you know, while you have COVID, but they said 6 months after getting it, there were as many as 1.6 million people in the U.S. who still couldn't smell or taste.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
One of my dad's friends had it a year ago, and he's in a severe depression now, because when you can't smell or taste anything, you don't realize
it
how that
weird.
Affects your whole life.
Oh,
and Jen had it, yeah.
Well,
how long did it take for you to be like back to normal, Jen?
Just about. I mean, I started getting it back. It was probably about 10 days, I would say. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a huge amount of time, but it was weird. It totally throws you off. That's for sure. It makes you feel like you're. It's just like not having one of your senses around, and I think more than anything,
well,
like
it
the taste.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and a couple of them actually, but like just you feel kind of like you're a step behind. It's a weird sensation.
So how do you get it back? Is this thing telling us that some people will never get their smell and taste back?
That's what they're thinking. It might be a permanent thing.
But is it genetic? It looks like it might be genetic somehow or other.
They did, in this new study they found that there was a genetic risk associated, so they isolated a couple of different places on your genome that protect your smell, and those losses, I guess, they were pretty. I mean, they found out genetically when they mapped out people who had lost their taste and smell. They were able to pinpoint exactly what was damaged. It's called a locus, and that's and it protects those olfactory genes. And they were damaged and never repaired. So
this damn stuff.
I don't know.
The fact that we're still just kind of lolling along. Oh well, I guess we'll have to
Everyone's
do this.
Everyone's so sick of it.
Instead of exactly, and what are we doing about fixing to make sure the cause of it? The people responsible are not going to do the same thing again. 18 past, this is the DJV Wednesday program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program, Doug with Jennifer and Victoria at your service. I think I said that because we are at your service. And one of the great services of this program is to keep you up to date with what's going on in social media, the trending stories, the hot stuff from things that we all buzz about. You know, so we're going to do a little about the Grammys after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What is going on, ladies? The Grammy Awards have moved. They were supposed to take place in Las Vegas. They're still going to be in Las Vegas, but they're just moving it back, right?
Yeah, they had to change the date.
Yeah, from end of this month. Wasn't it the last of this month to April? Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be safe. But most everybody says the same thing about how safe it'll be. The end is nigh, as they say. Let's keep our fingers crossed that that's true.
From your lips to God's ears, isn't
yes,
that what they say?
Exactly.
I'm okay, surprised, so actually, that they bothered moving it, because Vegas had like 300,000 people for New Year's Eve, you know, doing the fireworks and stuff. So I'm surprised. I mean, if it's Vegas, I don't know. I thought that was a strange thing, but that they wouldn't just move it and do it in Vegas now. But I guess L.A. is out for, you know, which one is the crypto arena? That's the Staples Center, right?
That's the new state. Yeah, that's the Staples Center. So I guess the building formerly known as Staples.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the highlights of this? Is there anything special? Everybody knows who's been nominated now, right? The usual suspects like Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo, I know those names now.
I always struggle with the Grammys. See, this is why it's such a bummer that the Golden Globes had such trouble, because everybody kind of knows who gets nominated for the Golden Globes. To me, the Grammys are very much on par with the Oscars, where a lot of times you'll get a lot of people that most don't know, but that are critically acclaimed. But I guess it's a good way for them to get attention, but it's not quite as enjoyable sometimes, I think.
Well, it looks like I know, Victoria, you argue with me or you don't agree with me on this. Trevor Noah, I think he's one of the biggest wastes of time.
Oh, I have I've never said anything. I'm sure he's a nice person, but I don't find him funny at all.
No, not at all.
I think he's ruined the Daily Show.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And this won't surprise you. I'm not a huge fan either, Doug.
No, nothing. It's a zero.
No.
Some gain there. All right, so now the this America's Funniest Home Video tribute to Bob Saget, kind of neat. If you have heard about this. Remember, he died, what was it, last week? 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks, I guess, now. So the America's Funniest Videos put together a very nice tribute to him. He was in the program when it first started, right, in the late 80s? He was first host, I think, wasn't he?
Was he the first? I thought he stepped in, but I don't know.
No, I think he was. I think it was him and then Bergeron.
Right? Yeah. Bergeron and then this guy who's doing it now. Anyway, it was a nice honor. Very nice. Bob Being Bob is what it's called. You probably can find it online. I'm sure that's why we're talking about it here as we focus on what's online at 28 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Motor Company has said it is planning to nearly double production of the F-150 Lightning pickup to 150,000 trucks per year to meet high demand for the first electric version of the F-Series. Ford is implementing a wave-by-wave reservation process, with reservation holders being asked to watch for an invitation via email from Ford or to log on to their Ford account over the next few months. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry. A combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California, when she was struck down. President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The World Economic Forum, the Davos Agenda, is going on now in Geneva, Switzerland. The forum is hosting global leaders on the imperatives of the year ahead. Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab ignores the Uyghur suppression by the Chinese regime and refers to China as inclusive.
It is my distinct honor and great privilege to introduce His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, to open the Davos Agenda Week. China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Chinese President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Major economies should see the world as one community. Think in a more systematic way. Increase policy transparency and information sharing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against the common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a free service of your radio station, or if you're listening online, that's cool. The full show all day, every day at djvshow.com. We are here to go through the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people here to brighten up your day for the most part, to give you something else to think about other than the stuff that is distressing and distracting, although there are plenty of things to talk about like that. I wanted to publicly send my condolences to Phil McGean, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, whose mom passed away, and the services are today. You have our heart and our head, and you have our best wishes. Never an easy thing, but I think in terms of how you get through it or how you get around it, I've always found when things like that happen, I just keep going. Keep working.
Well, what else can you do?
Yeah, exactly. You just don't. Yeah, so anyway, you have our thoughts and our prayers along with the folks in your family. And so, as long as you get good memories, good thoughts of your mom, that's what's important for sure. The time's 35 after the hour. Is somebody going to give me an update on the football fiasco that happened last weekend? And where
I can tell you what's going to happen because I'm looking at
somebody's
it. Right,
somebody's going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
Yes.
And I'm going to have some soul searching to do because one of the games, one of the matchups is the LA Rams going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's going to be tough.
I've got Brady.
To choose like between. Brady. I love Brady and Gronk, and I love LA, and so I don't know what I'm going to do. Stanford, so that's one game. That'll be the NFC divisional round. That's Sunday. Saturday for the NFC, it's the San Francisco 49ers against Green Bay. Then for the AFC, you've got on Saturday the Bengals against the Tennessee Titans, and on Sunday you have the Buffalo Bills against Kansas City. So there you have it.
Wow, that's very good, Jennifer. I'm impressed. So you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan or a Clippers fan, as long as we're talking about Los Angeles?
You know what's really funny? So I don't feel like
I don't know
I
that
have
I've heard
basketball.
You ever talk about basketball.
Yeah, I prefer to play basketball than watch it, which is weird. That was like always the sport I was the best at because I'm tall. And it's a big ball, and my eyesight's terrible. No joke. The only thing I can see.
There you go.
But I think, you know, I root for the Lakers when they're in, but I always have, like, just had this soft spot for the Clippers because they always stink. And so when it comes down to it, you know, you always kind of want the underdog to perform. So I always kind of go, Clippers, but I don't watch basketball.
I remember I'm not a basketball fan either. My son he was a great basketball player in high school and college, and he always brings my attention back around to what he likes. He likes the Celtics, and there's so many Boston fans in Los Angeles that they have a bar there just for Boston fans. They go and watch the activities usually on the weekends. But I remember, what was Pat's last name, who was the coach of the Lakers forever, who made the Lakers
now you're going to kill me.
On top of everything, Pat Riley.
Riley, very good.
Yeah, thank you. So,
he's like an institution, and my brain is over.
Yeah.
I know.
So the current coach apparently is a mess. People that run the Lakers.
The Lakers are struggling, and actually LeBron James.
They never have really before.
Well, especially because people are upset because they have LeBron James. Everybody's like, well, you got LeBron James. It's a gimme.
So why aren't you winning? Yeah.
Right. And so even LeBron came out this week and he's like, you know what? This is my fault. We're going to turn this around. And
why
I don't know.
Is it
could be.
What, is he this the ego? Does the coach not know how to get the best out of him? Or is he more important than the coach? Sometimes the players, I can remember back when Red Auerbach was the coach of the Celtics, he was the brain trust, but he got guys that really knew how to play. Bob Cousy, Tommy Heinsohn. And then there were like the Jasper Bird. my grandson,
Jasper. He's an undrafted player at this point.
Middle name.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Brendan on Facebook, because Brendan does FaceTime with me all the time, and he and Jasper were out for their walk yesterday, and Jasper's becoming very alert to the point where Brendan's growing a beard, and Jasper grabs a hold of it and yanks it. And he apparently pulled out a lot of his hair. But he's named Jasper Bird because Brendan had so much affection for Larry Bird. So it's and he calls him Jazz Bird now, apparently. So anyway, just cute stuff going on.
He already has a Celtics jacket. I'm sure you've seen that picture.
Yep.
He has a little custom Celtics jacket.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 2 months old.
Yeah, right. So how did the... this guy that was on MI5's watch list in England end up in that synagogue in Texas? Anybody figured this out?
That's a question.
Yeah.
No.
What?
And that's a question. I think, you know, the answer from the administration is that they're going to look into it. I don't know that we've heard specifically from the Department of Homeland Security because that's who should be answering for this. But if you don't know, the hostage taker at the synagogue in Texas, it was revealed by his brother that he had a criminal past, that he was known to authorities in the UK, that he had ties to a terrorist group. In fact, they even arrested two members of this terrorist group after he had the attack on the synagogue. And yet he was still allowed in with a visa into the country through JFK a couple weeks before he did this attack. And how did that happen? What is the system like? And unfortunately, it's like you have to go through and do backup on all this stuff when you hear about it. But this, think about if he's getting in, who else is getting in?
Yeah.
Right?
The poorest borders in this country, poorest, I guess it could be P-O, what's P-O-R-E is poor, and P-O-O-R is poor. A really bad situation that we seem not to have the leadership to straighten out one way or the other. Speaking of that, I noticed that the president said that there's a whole big thing that seems to have started to boil. Is it this week, last week, about members of Congress trading stocks and whether or not they should be allowed to have a portfolio or not?
This is
a real
so
can
bad.
Of worms.
And this is something that shows you the haves and the have-nots. Like, most people will agree, Democrat or Republican will agree, that this is not appropriate. Yet members of Congress all seem to think that it's great, regardless of their party status, Democrat or Republican. And if you haven't heard, what's happening is that members of Congress, they're not able to buy stock, but their husbands are. Nancy Pelosi's husband's able to do all sorts of trading. And so the question is, are you... I'm just using her as an example. But Are you able to change your legislation by giving, you know, the stuff that you're supporting to help your stock portfolio? Or are you able to give a heads up about things coming down the pike to your spouse? And really all you have is their word that they're not going to be passing along information to their husband or their wife. I don't think that that's good enough, especially when you see members of Congress who have enriched themselves significantly when they're making like $200,000 a year, not even.
Not even that. Yeah,
and they're on the committees, and they have all this intel. And then who was the guy? Weren't there a few of them early?
Kelly Loeffler got nailed. Got nailed for it in Georgia. That's why she's not senator anymore.
But you know what it is? It's more campaign finance stuff. It's related to that, because if they can't give any more money because they've already given too much, then they give them tips on where to buy the stock and what to buy and that kind of stuff. It's really sick and
corrupt. It
always amazes
me. Like, Martha Stewart went to prison on something that could it was a much looser, you know.
Yeah, charge and conviction.
And they barely were able to prove that she really even participated in insider trading. And yet we know that all of these people sitting on these committees, the early COVID stuff and defense plans and all this stuff that they can take that intel and then go and make really advantageous stock purchases.
You know what I learned this week? I've been paying a lot of attention to it. I know a lot of people have, but there is only, I guess if you're a member of Congress, you're supposed to have like a trust or something, or like a blind, basically you have a blind investment person.
Yeah, like they make the president do, like Trump supposedly put all of his stuff in a blind trust.
That's what you're supposed to do. So, okay, so you know how
you're
many members of Congress, you know how, well, do you know how many members of Congress are? They're what, 435, whatever.
Yep.
Do you know how many members of Congress have their assets in that?
One.
Yeah. One. Yeah. One guy, he happens to be a Republican. He's somewhere from the middle of the country. I need to know his name, because we should be giving props to this guy. At least he's attempting to play by the rules.
It used to be the fellow that was on the program, Colorado Springs, and now I remember Joel Heffley, who is one of the most fabulous congressmen that ever existed. He took Tom DeLay down, and then he, for his trouble being the chairman of the Ethics Committee, got basically run out of town. The Republican hierarchy got somebody to run against him, had a lot of money and charm, and so they beat him out of office, basically, because of what he did. The Supreme Court, a couple of things that have to do with travel, air travel here. Supreme Court has rejected a request to block. I love this, these double negatives kind of. Okay, let's see if we can follow this through. Listen to the wording. Supreme Court rejects the request to block federal air travel mask mandate. So does that mean to the average person, wait a minute, am I supposed to wear a mask?
Keep your mask on is what it means. It means keep your mask on until March of 2022, because that's when the order expires.
Goes away.
Right.
Okay, so here's the worry of the day. You ready, ladies? We have talked about this for the last...
worry of the day.
I know, right?
Well, but it is
a
worry
enough
of the day. All right. So, Victoria... Victoria brought this to my attention in our tech report about maybe 2 months ago. It may have been in there somewhere, about 5G being deployed near airports. And we have almost every day given you an update on what's going on. And now, come to find out, in the last 24 hours, every single major international airline has canceled every flight into America into the following airports: Boston, Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Miami, Newark, Orlando, San Francisco, and Seattle. And they say this is just the beginning. Meanwhile, I don't know what Biden kind of got into this yesterday. The suspension of these flights is because of 5G deployment and the concern that it will affect passengers, obviously airplanes. Japan Airlines even canceled all of its cargo flights that come in. Japan Airlines has 5 cargo flights a day that come into America. All Nippon Airways is changing. Apparently, the 787s, the Boeing 787s, are the only planes in the sky that can operate amid 5G. Every other plane, whether it's the Boeing 737, 777, all the Airbuses, they can't operate. And yet, we have this mania. And I, this is one of those things, when I get onto something, I guess I'm like a dog with a bone. And there have been, there's often occasions, I guess you can say the same thing about my attitude or my approach to the covering of the, talking about the Chinese, the communist virus. But this thing is so obvious, it's so easy to fix, but yet, well, AT&T and Verizon nauseously and arrogantly said, well, I guess we'll have to look at this and maybe we'll have to keep it from being used near airports. After all of this time, this has been months when people have said you can't do this, and yet they went ahead and did it, and the government didn't stop them. And the government really still hasn't stopped them. From what I can see, the government just said, oh, well, we're going to watch this closely. Huh? What are you going to watch it closely?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the airlines, they didn't say anything. They didn't publicly say anything until, like, 2 weeks before this was supposed to start. I mean, the airlines really...
Well, why is it up to them? Why isn't it the people who regulate the FCC? Why, they're the regulators, not the airline.
Well, the FAA is involved in this.
Oh, the FAA is involved in it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
But there's nothing, I mean, a lot of people have 5G already wherever, if you live in certain areas in the country. So this is not new. I don't know, the airlines were not prepared for this.
Yeah, well, the airlines, why shouldn't the airlines have to counteroffensive against something that's done just by these greedy outfits that want, you know, who needs 5G? I guess it's
everyone does.
Relation.
I love when you call things an outfit, by the way. It just makes me so happy.
48 past the hour.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. The role of the host here, Mr. Stefan, is to bring Victoria Keelan in, let her shine, explaining things from the world of technology that affect us all. We could do that, or you
or
could listen to Victoria.
Or providing personal genius bar service to you.
Right, Victoria could give me tutelage in the settings on my iPhone 8. Software update available. We were just talking about the fact automatic. So the automatic update thing is on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means all this stuff is going in there.
But it won't do it unless you've got, unless it's plugged in and you've got at least 50% battery power. So
I plug it in all night, every night it's plugged in.
Yeah, you should plug it in and run the update, and then we'll go from there.
But why does it, if it's got automatic updates, then why isn't it doing the automatic?
It just depends. Like I said, sometimes if you try to run the update and it's not at full charge, then it won't do it.
Download iOS updates is on, and install iOS updates. That's on,
but
too.
But it still says on your phone that you have an update that's available, right?
Right, yeah.
Right, so it didn't do it, so you're going to have to manually do it.
Really? I got to go to the Genius Bar?
No. Well, all right, let's focus on a big story here.
This report on the Olympic app, which, surprise, surprise.
I know. This is not China. Surprising, but yet somehow this is outraging multiple countries, as it should. There's a smartphone app that athletes and others attending the Winter Games in Beijing must install on their phones, and it has glaring security problems that could expose sensitive data to interception, according to a new report by Citizen Lab, which is an internet watchdog group. They said in their report, it's called My 2022, that's the app. It has seriously flawed encryption, makes users' sensitive data and any other data communicated through it vulnerable to being hacked. Other important user data on the app wasn't encrypted at all, which it should have been. That means that data can be read by the Chinese internet service providers or telecommunications companies through Wi-Fi hotspots at hotels, airports, and Olympic venues. That literally means
everyone has to have this app on their phone. I do not know the reason for it, other than just the Chinese government says you have to. They have not provided a real reason for it, but they're requiring every international Olympic attendee, coaches, journalists, hello, like that should be a pause, journalists cannot cover the Olympics without having this Chinese app downloaded on their phone at least 14 days before their departure. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to have this on their phone 14 days before they even get there. That means you're at home in your home country, and if you're a journalist, you're doing your job 14 days before you have to cover the Olympics, and they can spy on you. I don't
this
know how.
This is so damned outrageous.
This is really outrageous.
Why we
outrageous.
Let these people get away with this stuff? I mean, they just we all
how
well
the Olympic
China.
Committee
what?
How the Olympic right. Committee doesn't have anything to say about this? I mean, this app features chat features. It has file transfers, weather updates, tourism recommendations, and GPS navigation. They can easily follow everybody who's there, every journalist, every athlete, every family member. I mean, this is just. A lot, and here's the thing, countries are now onto this. Countries have advertised or have advised their athletes. They're saying, look, they're making this public service notifications to not take their normal smartphones to China, but to buy a burner phone and don't store any sensitive personal data on it. And the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee issued an advisory as well. They told all the U.S. athletes, quote, assume that every device and every communication, transaction, and online activity will be monitored. There is, it's insane. It blows my mind that all these countries are still sending athletes and they have to send notifications like that. Assume you're being spied on. Well, why are we having Olympic Games there? I don't understand it.
Why are we doing any, why in the world are we doing, why haven't we isolated China completely? Why hasn't the World Committee, because we're greedy and we don't care about other than our own pocketbook and ourselves, what the rest of the world is going through. It's pretty obvious by what the, who was the guy that said the other day that he wasn't, was it some businessman that said, I don't care about what's going on in China with the Uyghurs. I forget who that was. We were talking about
lovely.
That yesterday. Yeah.
Didn't hear that one, but yeah, great.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, 57 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.